Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchel with my colleague Judy Dempsey of Strategic Europe. She's the editor in chief, she's in Berlin. And she helps me understand the 27 nations that are the European Union. This is sometimes overlap with NATO, but not entirely. The European Union has had some bad times, and reading through an essay that I recommend by Rosa Balfour in Strategic Europe, I understand it has had nothing, a series of annus horribilis this last decade. There was Brexit. There certainly was all of the troubles of the migration drama of 2015 into Germany, into all the other states. But since then, we've had the war in Ukraine and the dislocation of the pandemic again and again and again, blows to individual countries. But the European Union and its foreign policy, there's the question. Not does it have one, but is it going to right itself, or does it remain a prisoner of dissenters? The new foreign minister, in effect, of the European Union is Kaja Kallas of Estonia, who is a forthright and extremely clear-speaking hawk on when it comes to Russia. I note that the European Union itself at this point has no clear, certain policy that I could say quickly is the attitude towards the Ukraine war. Judy, this can be seen as an advantage that everybody has an opinion and you come together to argue or debate the matter. Is that understood today as an advantage, or does everyone point fingers at the other dissenters?
We've had enough dissent in the European Union ever since they tried to put a very strong European foreign policy together in the beginning of the Yugoslav wars of the early 1990s. And since then, European foreign policy has been divided, has been disunited. It's cantankerous. They don't agree. And even to this day, with what's happening in our neighbor, Ukraine, they still don't share a common threat perception. Yes, they've agreed on the sanctions, but the individual member states, whether it's Slovakia, whether it's Hungary, whether it's Malta, whether it's Cyprus, whether it's Spain, they all have different interests. And this has made an effective EU foreign policy absolutely ineffective, powerless, and unwilling to match its economic power with any kind of political defense, intelligence, or military power. And this is the whole weakness of the European Union. Dissent has now played a disruptive role in making the EU strong.
Kaja Kallas is a very different politician than Josep Borrell. Will that make a difference, her clarity?
It should, actually. Also, she comes from Estonia, which borders with Russia, and very close to, in her heart, with Ukraine and what's happening. She sees the necessity of Europe becoming a very strong security defense pair. She sees the necessity of a coherent EU foreign policy. She sees the necessity of getting rid of the veto, in which member states can block left, right, and center on decisions. And she sees the necessity of Europe actually strengthening the transatlantic relationship, because we have no idea what's going to happen after November, but strengthening the West, strengthening the transatlantic relationship, strengthening NATO, and giving finally substance to an EU security, foreign, and defense policy. She'd be very good on this. She won't bite her tongue.
Berlin is important for Kaja Kallas' success or failure. Does Berlin want a stronger and more clear EU foreign policy? Is that welcome?
Oh, it's very hard to know what Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor, actually wants. He's played such a minimal role now at EU summits of EU leaders. And he doesn't speak out. He doesn't come up with a strategy. He doesn't come up with a plan. He has wishy-washy ideas for trying to revive the now, how would you call it, dormant Franco-German alliance, which in the past drove EU integration. He doesn't speak out why it's needed for integration. Actually, Germany has been completely ineffectual as the EU's largest economy and the biggest country in the EU, has played a minimal role, if not an incredibly disappointing role, in trying to shape the EU in these incredibly complex times that the continent is going through.
And yet we have a coalition that, according to the Financial Times metaphor, is hanging on by its fingernails. Does that tell the European Union that it has a moment here to influence Berlin, you know, reverse the table, have Kaya Kallas telling Berlin what to do?
She can say as much as she likes and try to persuade Berlin to change, but Chancellor Scholz is now just looking at the next election, and instinctively, EU is not in his DNA. And so maybe there'll have to be different coalitions of the willing inside the 27-member organization of the EU, where certain coalitions can agree certain things and simply just move ahead. Actually, maybe this is the only solution. If they don't agree on integration or any kind of treaty change to push through political integration, maybe coalitions of the willing is the last resort.
You know, Judy, I'm getting the idea that Olaf Scholz doesn't please anybody. Does he have a constituency anywhere in Germany, or is he just standing in the way?
There's a growing feeling of malaise here, and it doesn't matter which newspapers you read or which think tanks you talk to or experts. There's a feeling of malaise, that there's no sense of direction, and that actually somehow there's a feeling, well, that Scholz thinks he can go back to the old days of an industrial Germany, export-driven Germany, with widgets and so on, and manufacturing base. This is over. This is over. The big ThyssenKrupp conglomerate, which made steel, this is over. They're reducing the steel output by 50%. So Scholz is not waking up to this.
Judy Dempsey, Berlin. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.